राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपीधर वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम। राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। Vrindavan Vihari Gaurang Nitai, Gaurang Nitai, Gaurang Nitai, Shri Shri Gaurang Nitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudeva, Gurudeva, Srila Gurudeva, Gurudeva. Kaliyuga Pavana Harinama Sankirtanaki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki, Grantharat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhiraye Nashtaprayeshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Third canto, 28th chapter, text number 24. Tato Hasansa Bhagavan Asurair Nirapatrapaihi Anviyamanastarasa Kruddho Bhitah Parapatat Tato Hasansa Bhagavan Asurair Nirapatrapaihi Anviyamanastarasa Kruddho Bhitah Parapatat Tato Hasansa Bhagavan Asurair Nirapatrapaihi Anviyamanastarasa Kruddho Bhitah Parapatat Viyamanastarasa Kruddho Bhitah Parapatat Tohasansa Bhagavan Asurair Nirapatrapaihi Anviyamanastarasa Kruddho Bhitah Parapatat Tato Hasansa Bhagavan Asurair Nirapatrapaihi Viyamanastarasa Tataha, then Hasan laughing, Saha Bhagavan, the worshipful Lord Brahma, Asurai by the demons, Nirapatrapaihi, shameless, Anviyamanaha, being followed, Tarasa, in great haste, Kruddaha, angry, Bhitaha, being afraid, Parapatat, ran away. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki, the worshipful Brahma first laughed at their stupidity, but finding the shameless asuras close upon him, he grew indignant and ran in great haste out of fear. Purport. Sexually inclined demons have no respect even for their father. And the best policy for a saintly father like Brahma is to leave such demoniac sons. Om Ajnana Tamirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshuhu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Khushe Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Unvaishnamamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from the chapter Conversation Between Maitreya and Vidura. The last few days, we have been reading about the demoniac sons created by Brahma from his buttocks. So their inappropriate behavior is the subject matter of discussion. So these sons are born from Brahma, but they are attacking on Brahma to have some sexual experience with him. One most amazing thing with Srimad Bhagavatam is it contains certain facts unknown to man for millenniums. After which, suddenly man refers back to Bhagavatam and he finds such things are mentioned in Bhagavatam millions of years ago. Like in America, new lesbian gay culture is not a unknown thing now. In fact, they had a procession of gays, hundreds and thousands of them once, wanting some social rights, wanting some social respectability and a position in society. But many decades before that, homosexuality was practically unknown. In the recent past, it is emerging more and more in this age. So, but you will find Srimad Bhagavatam is giving some information about it millions of years ago. So the scriptures are very amazing that they present facts, truths, even before they come to be known amongst men. In these purports, two, three purports, Prabhupada very clearly makes it without a doubt. Here Prabhupada says, sexually inclined demons have no respect even for their father, which means one should know that the sexual act is actually prescribed by the Supreme Lord for procreation purpose between a man and woman. Any sex that is not meant for procreation is illicit, including homosexuality. Homosexuality doesn't produce any babies. So it is also counted as illicit only. Similarly, in the Quran, it is said one should not approach one's mother, one's mother's sisters, one's mother's sisters' daughters, and one's father's brothers and sisters' daughters also, and one's father's sister, and one's grandmother. Like that, it gives a long list of which all ladies one should not approach. Which Chanakya very simply said, Matravat Paradareshu, he said. Just treat everybody as a mother except your wife. He made it very simple. But in Quran, there is a long list given. Of course, somebody may find some loophole out of that also. So, one should treat all women as mother except one's wife. That is prescribed. That is the social etiquette. Similarly, there are some inappropriate behavior one may show. Like a brother should not approach a sister for misbehaving with her. Or one young boy, sometimes the young boys at the age of 8th or 10th standard, within that range, generally between 13 to 15, they try to misbehave with the mother also sometimes. Because there is a curiosity in teenage to know what is that woman's body. So these are inappropriate ways of sex, approaching sister or approaching mother, or trying to, so they call, in America they call it incest, they call it. Son attracted to mother, or daughter, molested by father. These are not proper relationships. These are inappropriate. Just like when Brahma was looking at Vak, his own daughter, and Brahma took the shape of a hind, stag, to approach her. So he was immediately admonished. Or we can't say the word admonished because he is a very great personality. The children, his sons approached him and asked, how can you ever contemplate on such a relationship? Because if you see Swayambhu Manu, when he is giving his daughter in marriage to Karadama Muni, you know, he is embracing her and crying tears of affection on her head, smelling her head, and he is calling her as Ambe. Ambe means Amba. Amba means mother. He is calling his daughter as mother because a woman is always a mother for any man. A man should treat any woman as a mother. Even if a girl is just 8-year-old or 10-year-old, she's a mother only. She's a Mataji. At least she's potentially a Mataji. Eventually she'll become mother and beget children and everything. Others should treat her, or a man can treat her like a daughter. Like Prithu Maharaj, he says that Bhumi is actually wife of Lord Vishnu, no? Vishnu Patni. But then, later on, when he became pacified and extracted all the necessities of the human beings from her, you know, and then he became very happy with her. So he was considering how, in what way should I accept her? So he could not accept her as a mother because he thought that I became angry with her, isn't it? Mother is an elderly person and you are supposed to touch her feet. But I became angry with her. So he told that I'll accept you as a daughter. Prithu Maharaj accepted Bhumi as a daughter. So in the Tirupati Balaji hills, innumerable pastimes have taken place. There is one particular pastime when Anantacharya was sent to make the, it's called as Pushpamandap. So they have a beautiful Pushkarini where lotuses are made, from which the lotus garlands are made and offered to Balaji. Similarly, there are gardens where he used to cultivate very nice, colorful, fragrant, tender flowers and offer to Balaji. So one day, Anantacharya in the night, the early morning when he went to pluck flowers, he saw The flowers are all already plucked and strewn here and there, and some of the plants were walked over by somebody, so became very upset. So that night, he himself wanted to become like a watchman to check who is coming and spoiling it. So when he was hiding behind a bush and sitting and watching, he saw a young man along with his girlfriend. Both of them were passing through the forest, and the man was plucking flowers and giving to her and walking over some of the plants. And Anandacharya had a rope in his hand to capture. So he threw it over him to capture both of them. But the man escaped and ran away. So the rope only fell on that girl only. So immediately he tied her to the tree. And he told her that, you know, anyway, that fellow has gone. But since I have captured you, he has to come anyway. He cannot escape. He has to come and fetch you. So I will tie you up. So he tied her up and she cried. She said, why are you trying to capture him? He said, you people have been spoiling my garden, which I am, you know, making flowers for the service of the Lord and everything. So when in the morning, when Anandacharya had to go to temple to open the temple, the altar was not opening at all. The door could not be opened only. So and the pujari came and told, he was shocked. What happened? So the Lord told, you open and see what you have done to me. So they at last Anantacharya came, the door opened, and there was a hole in Lord's chest. Because that's a place for Lakshmi. She's supposed to reside there, isn't it? Anantacharya was shocked. My Lord, what happened? Where is the Srivatsa Chinna in your chest? And the Lord said, you have already tied up Lakshmi in the tree. So it was me only who came in the night. Anantacharya was shocked. They ran to the garden and immediately untied the rope and fell at the feet of Lakshmi and brought her. But then when he came and gave the Lakshmi to the Lord, of course Lakshmi immediately occupied the chest of the Lord. On that day he said, Anantacharya said, my dear Lord, I accept you as my son-in-law. So Lakshmi will be my daughter and you are my son-in-law. So in South, this pastime is very famous in Balaji Hills. So he accepted Lakshmi as the daughter. And then he gave his daughter in marriage to Lord Balaji. In this way, a man should see if a girl or somebody is very young, if you are very old, you can see her as a daughter. Or if she is grown up and you are younger, then you have to see her like a mother. Similarly, a woman should see a brahmachari as a child, as a son. Or if a brahmachari is grown up, he becomes sannyasi, then she should see him like a father. This is the ideal relationship. No congregation devotee should see a brahmachari as a prospective son-in-law or something. She should not see like that. She should see him as a son or a father. That's the ideal relationship. So similarly, the brothers, sister, that relationship is also sacred, very sacred. Like a cousin sister can be married only if she is of a different gotram. Just like what Parikshit married. If the gotram is different, then the blood is also different. If gotram is same, if somebody is Bharadwaja gotram and cousin sister is Bharadwaja gotram, that means the same blood. And if they marry between a boy and a girl of the same gotram, the child born would be lame or deaf or dumb or crazy or something. Because it is an improper relationship, people of the same gotram. Similarly, man and man, what kind of affection they are allowed to have? They can have friendly affection. You can have brotherly affection. You may feel... You cultivate some student and you bring him, you may feel some vatsalya for him because I introduced him to Krishna consciousness. You may have some affection, like a parental affection. Or if somebody, you help a devotee younger to you, or you take help from a devotee elder to you. So it's a brotherly type of relationship is permitted. But in the name of intimacy, getting beyond a certain Lakshman Rekha limit of an individual, that is inappropriate. So what happens in college hostels and school hostels where boys, too many boys stay together? Because the young boys have attraction, sexual attraction, deep-seated in the heart, lusty attractions. But they don't have access to women. So they start meddling with other boys only. And this kind of improper behavior with one another gradually over a period of time creates a very dirty culture, the homosexuality. And they become so crazy, so mad that they become attracted to each other. Attracted to each other. And this way, one psychiatrist doctor was saying that there are two types of homosexuals. One homosexual, he is homosexual because of circumstance. Actually, he wants to enjoy with opposite sex, but he was not given opportunity. So he tries to meddle with some male who has a female look, who has a feminine look. He tries to extract something from that fellow. But then if he is properly married, he will get settled peacefully. But there is another type of homo who is very deep-rooted homos. These fellows have zero attraction for opposite sex. Their only attraction is for male-male only, male-male attraction only. And such homosexuals actually have come to that stage because of overly intimately dealing with other males beyond a certain limit, which is inappropriate in the name of friendship. So, you know, kissing and embracing and going up to the point of attacking from behind, as here we find attacking Brahma, just like the dogs unite. In this kind of things, those who do repeatedly, several times, they will come to a point where they will go so mad that their attraction for male-male will become awakened. And that is the stage where they become, you know, certified homosexuals. They become proper homosexual. After that, they will not be able to marry a woman. Or even if they marry a woman, also they won't have attraction. So, these kind of things are happening now. I don't know how many of you are aware, because I go for youth preaching in colleges. In IITs, NITs and all, there are people in the internet, there are whole sections of people who are available for service, homosexual service. People click them and they come to the room, they mix with the boys like this. It's a horrible, dirty civilization. Boys mixing. So this kind of homosexuality in India also has become vitiated in a very big way. So, which means, as Prabhupada says here, sexually inclined demons have no respect even for their father, and the best policy for a saintly father like Brahma is to leave such demoniac sense. So the word demoniac and demon two times Prabhupada is using in only one line. Which means it's very evident that this kind of behavior is demoniac. It is not proper. The reason I am saying about it is, there are many gays, homosexuals, who are very angry and upset with the people for calling it demoniac. They are saying that, how can you call it demoniac? You know, every human being should be given a right. Just like government of India would not give a right to suicide. No human can say, I have a right to commit suicide, and India should give sanction. Will government give it? There are people who will stop suicide. Correct, na, Sanat Mahaprabhu? Are Indian citizens allowed to commit suicide? They're not allowed, yeah. You can say according to law also. You will know it. So in the same manner, if two boys say that, you know, we like each other and we can do whatever nonsense we want, who can stop us? Government should ideally stop it. But government is also demoniac, so they have given sanction. Like government of India has given two sanctions. One sanction for boys and girls can stay together now. They have given the freedom. Similarly, the boy marrying homosexual, that is also, they have sanctioned that also. Two, three years ago they sanctioned it, these two. So somebody may say, hey, government has sanctioned, we can do it, no problem. But those who do it will go to hell along with the person who sanctioned it also. Isn't it? Because it's going against God's law. You see? It's not in line with him. So here, He says the best policy for a saintly father like Brahma is to leave such demoniac sons. He says. So somebody may say, how can you say you can tell someone to abandon his own son? Huh? Is it not a very cruel thing? You see, the Supreme Lord Krishna himself, you will see, how much merciful he is. Prabhupada explains in one purport. That verse. Madrik prapanna pashupasha vimokshanaya muktaya bhuri karunaya namolayaya swamshena sarvatanu brhanmanasi pratita pratyak drishe bhagavate brihate namaste. In that verse, step by step Prabhupada develops the purport of this verse. He says, Gajendra is saying, pashupasha vimokshanaya. My dear Lord, I am bound in an animal body. But there is another meaning for this pashupasha vimokshanaya. Lord Shiva is called as Pashupati, and also is called as Bhutanath. So the living entities who are mad after material enjoyment, they are also called as Pashu. Those who become ghosts and spirits and hobgoblins, Lord Shiva becomes their master also, isn't it? In the same manner, he says that the living entities who are struggling for happiness by trying to chase after the material mirage of material enjoyment, they are Pashu. But the Lord is Pashu Pasha Vimokshanaya, means Lord also is willing to deliver such living entities if they turn to Him. He is ready to help them control their senses and mind, purify them, elevate them, and ultimately take them back. Lord is ready. That's why He is saying, Madrik prapanna. Prapanna means surrendered. Pashupasha vimokshanaya. Why Lord can deliver? Because He is muktaya. He is standing on a liberated plane. We are standing on a conditioned plane. We are in a lower plane and Lord is at a higher plane. So because He is delivered, then He can deliver, isn't it? Only a mukta purush can deliver a baddha purush. So we are in a baddhavastha. So muktaya, He says. Now somebody may be on a liberated plane, but they need not save someone who is on a conditioned plane. Correct? It is whose choice? It is His choice. Correct, no? But the Lord is Bhuri Karunaya. He is very merciful. It's enough to say Karunaya. Why He says Bhuri Karunaya? There is a reason for it. Because the Jiva, it is not that Krishna has abandoned the Jiva. Krishna is accompanying the Jiva. He is going with the Jiva as a super soul, and He is also willing to give him smriti. He is willing to give him, you know, as He says, dadami buddhi yogam tam, if the Jiva turns to Him. But Krishna has not rejected the Jiva. He is going after the Jiva, willing to give him support, but the Jiva rejects him. And repeatedly the Jivatma again and again does the same type of blunder over and over again. Many of us, you know, we would get tired with somebody who commits the same mistake. You know, I read in one of the books, Japari Farm book, Satyavrata Maharaj gives an example. He says that there was a pujari, when he makes the arati plate, every day he will forget one item. Once he forgot the conch, shank for offering water. Another time forgot the matchstick. Another time, you know, he kept a bell which had no this thing inside. The pujari started the work, he is doing, no sound only is coming. Isn't it? He will commit one mistake. He will make sure at least one mistake is committed like that. So you will try once, twice, thrice. After that, you will get tired with him. You will say, Prabhuji, please harjao. No, I will take care of myself. You are not a dependable fellow. So similarly, if somebody is unpunctual, somebody is careless, somebody is... Some people have a habit of breaking down things wherever they put their hand. They will take the glass, they will put it and break it. So then you may not give, isn't it? Similarly, some devotees, they go for book distribution. Like one devotee, you know, he said to and fro, he took an auto to go and distribute books and come. 200 rupees one way, 20 rupees another way. And he distributed 3 small books. You know. So whenever you handle such devotees, by looking at them only, you are afraid. You know that, you know, it won't be a very fruitful collaboration with such people, isn't it? But the Lord has seen the living entity committing mistakes how many times? Hundreds of times, several times, again and again. But he is called as the Bhuri Karunaya, which means he has such great mercy, he still has not given him up. So that is why it is important to see Krishna's kindness. First of all, when the jiva wants to be independent of Krishna, you know, Krishna would have told him, you nonsense, be independent, hell with you. He can do that, which he didn't do. Generally, in our situation, whenever somebody wants to be independent and want to do something other than what I am telling him to do, what is the first type of response anybody can give? They may say, oh, you want to do your own thing. You are junior to me, I am senior to you, and you are not taking my good piece of advice. And if you want to do something on your own, get lost. You know, go to someone else. No, don't disturb me or don't waste my time. That's what we say, no? But Krishna is not like that. He has given us the freedom to come to this world and to facilitate our independently enacted activities. He is providing facility for that. So that is one sign of compassion, surely. And not only that, coming in this horrible material world as an avatar, you know, he is not obliged to. That is also out of his own sweet will, he is coming. Because in case Krishna doesn't come as incarnations here, is there anyone who can shout at him, oh, you are not coming? He is coming on his own, out of his own. And he is coming with the desire to deliver the jivas, to give them some benefit by performing his pastimes and, you know. In the same manner, he is also coming as a super soul. You see, a good father or a liberal father will try to tell the children the right thing, what is to be done. But the children sometimes may be very naughty and mischievous and crooked, that they may anyway want to get their job done. They may do the things they want to do. And liberal father will give in. Because one of the aspects of good parenting is also allowing the children to learn good things by committing mistakes. You will see that. Of course, there is another type of parent who will never let a child commit mistake. And the children don't develop so much love for them. But the children, when you allow the children to commit mistake, like Prabhupada gave that example, you know, a fan was rotating fast and a small kid wanted to put his finger inside. So the father was wondering what to do. So father's friend told him, that switch off the fan and keep it at a low speed and let him put the finger. So he switched off the fan and the fan was rotating slow and the child was demanding the father, I want to touch it, I want to touch it. When he put his finger, pat, it hit it. And then he learned, he was shocked. He understood that even a slow fan can cause so much pain. If it was full speed, my finger would be cut. So he never ever did that in future. Actually, somehow or other, this material world, always we have some special delight in doing mischievous things, you know, this world. Like, you know, putting the fan. Similarly, when we were small children, you know, in the chula, the coal would be very hot. So we would go and put our hands, mother would say, hey, don't go near. And in order to tease the mother more, we would again and again go there. You know? Because there is some fun in seeing, in making the mother get some anxiety, you know, to increase her anxiety. Similarly, our mothers would put this silk sari, you know, dried in a very great height, so that, you know, children will not touch it. So, you know, children used to put a stool or a chair and try to touch the sari. Hey, don't touch it, this is kept for the puja. It's not supposed to be touched, it'll get contaminated. So, in this world, we have some special fun in doing mischievous things. And especially, if, imagine you have a subordinate who want to do independently and who want to do mischievous things, you know, how much love are you going to have for such a person? But Krishna is so tolerant. That's why he's called as a Bhuri Karunaya, he says. He can see our mischievous desires even before we can see them. He's watching also. And he's letting us do by supplying us apohanam. And when we get a solid kick and we cry, then he gives smriti. Mattaha smriti jnanam apohanam cha. In this way, he's going after the jiva life after life in so many millions of forms without abandoning us. And then when we are little ready, He connects us to the devotees. He gives us scriptures. He takes us to holy places, holy rivers. There is one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam which says that the Lord has spreaded the Ganga Jal from His own lotus feet all over the universe, especially to disinfect the jivas of their sinful reactions, because they are all His own children. So He is spreading Ganga's waters from emanating from His own lotus feet all over the universe to help the jiva purify himself. In the same manner, He sends His loving devotees to remind the jiva of His true position. And in this way, Krishna is trying to cajole the jiva and try to take him back gradually, back to His original position, rather than getting, fed up with Him and abandoning Him. But you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells many verses how He loves His devotees. Like He says, te janaha, like that He says. Like He says, yatantascha dridabrataha, namasyantascha mam bhaktya, nitya yukta upasate. So He's telling about my devotees. Similarly, in 12th chapter, 12 to 20 verses, He's saying, such a devotee is very dear to me. My devotee. So Krishna very proudly keeps His hand on His chest and says, my devotees are like this. And He very fondly remembers them. Like while speaking to Arjuna, He uses the word tata. A few times He uses, nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim tata gacchati. Tata is actually, it's used for a son. Or anga, the word is used in Bhagavatam. Anga means some very dear person, you call him as Anga. So, in this way, Krishna is fond of calling the living entities as His own sons. So, good sons of the Lord, Prabhupada says. There are good sons and bad sons. So, and also Krishna declares, if somebody has committed to Him, how He protects them? Kauntriya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranashyati, He says. Not only that, if a person with a good purpose and sincerity commits a blunder, mistake, knowingly, unknowingly, Krishna says, I can easily forgive him. Apichet sudaracharo bhajatema ananya bhag. Isn't it? Like, once a group of our devotees had gone to one house, 5-6 devotees. So they were upcoming devotees in their house. So they gave this apple and oranges cut in one plate only to all of them to take. All of you eat. So devotees didn't like to eat from the same plate. They were looking at each other. Then the fellow went inside and he brought a newspaper and he cut the newspaper into pieces and he put some fruits and he gave. So one devotee was commenting that, hey, he's feeding us in a newspaper. But you will find in this way, a devotee from small mistakes like this up to the big mistakes of doing mischievous things even after coming to spiritual life. You will find at every stage we commit some unknown or known mistakes. But Krishna is very kind. He says that I don't take any offenses at all for when my devotee commits a blunder, because in the fire of repentance, all his sinful reactions get washed away. And Krishna is ready to forgive also. And again, he is ready to give us another chance, one more chance, third chance, fourth chance, to again take us back to his feet. So in this way, there are many sweet verses in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna appreciates his devotees. But there are other verses where he has given warnings. Ye me matam idam nityam anudishthanti manavaha shraddhavanto anasuyanto mucchante te pikarmabhi ye tvadabhyasuyanto nanutishthanti me matam sarvajnana vimudhamstan vidyanashtan achetasah. So in these two verses, first verse he says, those who follow my math, my teachings, they will come back to me. They will get liberated and they will come back to me. And those who do not follow my good instructions, what will happen to them? Vidyanashtan, achetasaha. They will lose all good intelligence and they will become Krishna unconscious. Like that he is saying. Similarly, you find he is talking about Mahatmanastu Mamparda. Then he is talking about Duratmas also. Mogasha, Moga Karmana, Moga Jnana, Vichetasaha. Rakshasi, Masurim, Chaiva, Pakrati, Mohinim, Shridaha. In that verse, he talks about the Duratmas, those who will be completely he says these Duratmas are walking a wrong path and they will be bewildered, illusion, they will be punished by Maya and they will degrade further and further. So there are both types of verses you will find. Mat chitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi atat chitva mahankaram na shroshyasi na virankshyasi. He is saying that Machitta Sarva Durgani. My dear Arjuna, you will cross over all the hurdles in your life and you will at last you will achieve me very easily. How? He says, Mat Prasadat Tarishyasi. By my mercy. Which means I will give you mercy because you are my devotee. And then he's saying, Atachetvam Ahankaram. But if you have Ahankar, he says, Nashroshyasi, if you will not hear me, Vinangshasi, he says, you will perish. That means due to false ego, if you won't hear my good instructions, you will only perish. Like that he is telling. But if you hear me, you will flourish. Both he is telling. So, in one place you will find in Bhagavad Gita, there are two dangerous verses. Which he says, Tanaham dushata kruran samsareshu naradhaman Kshipami ajasram ashuvan asurishu yeva yonishu asurim yoni mapanna mudha janmani janmani mama prapyaiva kaunteya tato yanti adhamam katim is telling. He is telling, my dear Arjuna, these demoniac personalities, people who become more and more and more vicious and mischievous, what they do? They are kruran. They become killers of their own soul. And they become Naradhama. Naradhama means like parents beget a child without Garbhadhan Sanskar. Prabhupada says they are one. That is one type of Naradhama child. Or after taking birth also, there are 40 Sanskars to be performed who don't do any Sanskar. They have no connection to God or piety or religion or anything. Who live life like two-legged animals. They are another type of Naradhama. Like the Prabhupada explains Naradhamas. Naradhama means most fallen amongst humans. They may wear coat, suit, boot, tie and everything, but they have nothing to give and take with God. That is another type of Naradhama. So, materially so-called civilized, but actual meaning of civilization means Varnashrama. So, in this way, such living entities, Krishna says, they go to lower and lower forms. I cast them into lower and lower forms. They may become dogs, they may become cats, they may become rats, they may become cockroaches, they may become amoeba. Into lower and lower and lower bodies like that. They become more and more forgetful. So, this type of verses are also there, giving a warning signal to the living entities that, you know, we cannot take Krishna for granted too long because ultimately, Krishna is not doing these things for us out of his anger for us. Because the living entity, when he becomes more and more mischievous, his anarthas become more and more ripe. Just like our boils sometimes, doctor gives a medicine to increase the pus in the boil. Sometimes, not in all cases. Sometimes he cures it, but sometimes he increases the pus and then the pus increases. Then why is he increasing the pus? So that you can just take a scalpel and knife and do a surgery, remove it off. So killing demons is like surgical operation only. Because the pus in their heart has increased so much, their sinful tendencies. And when Krishna has to kill a demon, when the demon becomes a great source of trouble for all living entities in this world, he creates trouble to himself also and for others also. Great trouble. So, such demons are very difficult to rectify. Rarely we hear in the Padma Purana, Vishnu Purana, Bhagavad Purana, we find that some demon somehow or other has come to right track. That there was one demoness called as Karkeyi. This demoness, she was living in the Himalayan jungles and she had a huge body. Huge body with a huge belly. It is said she would eat even elephants. When she would eat elephants, she would put the elephant, gulp down, and then the nails and bones in the body, she would spit it out. Like that. Elephants, tigers, lions, human beings, everybody she was eating. She had a huge horn also, big demoness. So at one point of time, she was eating, still her hunger was not appeased at all. So at last she performed a great penance to Brahma. And then Brahma appeared. She said, what is the use of eating all this? So much huge quantities of animals and humans, I am still not satisfied. Better not eat at all. Then she said, make me some such a tiny creature that, you know, I don't have to eat anything. But make sure I should be able to give trouble to others because I am a demoness. You know. So then she was given the form of one kind of germ which comes to us when you take bath immediately after eating prasad. After eating prasad, one should not take cold water bath because that will cause some problem in the belly. So she became that type of thing and she spent a lot of time. She was not satisfied. Again, she told Brahma, I am not happy in this body also, give back my old body. She got her old body back. In this way, the story goes on. In this world, nobody is peaceful. Like, you know, if you're a tiny creature, you're not happy. If you're a big creature, you're not happy. Like Prabhupada says, a tiger is unhappy because the bird drives away all the prey by making a sound. Tiny creatures are afraid of the bigger creatures, and bigger creatures are frustrated with tiny creatures who don't cooperate with them. Like that. So, she was also fed up. But one good thing happened in her life. One day when she was in a huge mountain top, she saw one tribal king along with his men was coming. So she garroted him from all sides with her two big hands. And the man said, see, I may look tiny, but I have no fear for you because I have learned some mantras. I will put a spell on you and you will be finished if you don't spare my life. So I am also not any less than you, although I may look small in size, he said. So she said, no, I am not here to kill you. But she said, I need knowledge how I can become eternally happy. She said, if you can give me, I will leave you. Then this man said, yes, I got a guru who gave me Brahma Vidya. I will share with you. So he was ready to begin the lecture. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. But she said, Guru is supposed to sit in a higher position, Brahma has told me. And I am supposed to sit in a lower position, but I am so huge. So saying this, she picked him up and put him on her horn. So sitting in the horn, he gave lecture. Sitting in the horn, like this. And the demon was hearing like this. He was sitting here. She heard the whole lecture. And by continuously hearing, she became purified. Completely purified. And then Brahma told her that in this one lifetime, you have to be a demoness. That's all. Continue. She said, now I cannot eat non-veg anymore. Brahma said, no, you have to eat now. Because you have a Rakshasi's body. You finish it off. This is your last life, he said. So sometimes you hear pastimes like this in Purana as a demon or demoness transforming hearts, which is very rare actually. But mostly you find the demonic qualities require the lot to descend in this world and kill the demon. Modern day also there are so many demons. People ask why Lord is not coming. But these demons are not so big that Lord has to come. Even with common cold and heart attack, they die. You know. So, but Lord only comes for special demons, very big demons. Sometimes when Jai Vijay descend as demons, the Lord comes. But the idea is, we should know that Lord never closes the door of the spiritual world for any jiva. That is another mercy of His. He never says, sir, you are such a Gaya Gujara, you are such a rascal, you have so much become envious of me, or you have done such activities, my doors are closed for you. Like that, the Lord never says any demon. See, in our life, we have closed our door for some people. But Lord has never closed His door for anybody. So He says that, you know, no matter how degraded a jiva be, like Lord Rama said, if Ravana even now comes and, you know, puts Sita in my front and says, please forgive me, I am ready to forgive, He said. Which means the Lord's oceanic compassion has no limits at all. So Lord will generally not give up. But when the Lord apparently abandons a jiva, that is important to be known. Once there was a boy who told his father that I am going to study for the examination. I'll go to my friend's home. The father said, very nice. You all make a group and study. So he went. But then there he was not studying, he was doing gambling on behalf of his friend. So then his friend gambled through him and then made a lot of money. And then the friend gave him a t-shirt in gift. So the father next day saw him, "Hey, you are wearing a t-shirt which I never gave you. Who gave you?" So he said, "This is just one of my friends gifted me on his birthday." He just told a lie. And the father saw that his son is taking money from the bureau and going, because now this boy started doing gambling on his own. Even earlier he was gambling for his friend, now he started gambling himself also. And father saw that every day he is taking hundreds and thousands of rupees, then he locked up the bureau. Then the son took money from father's account. He had taken 2-3 lakh rupees and he gambled it all away. Then the father, you know, made sure that all the accounts are also closed. He will not be able to access it. He stopped the access. And the father was hoping that he will become all right. Now this boy went to many of the father's friends and asked for money, saying that my father told me to take a loan from you. And many of them gave also. They gave 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakh like this. When the father came to know this, he tried to rectify his son. But the son told the father, "You do whatever you want, but I am going to go ahead. You know, although I am losing these days lakhs of tens of lakhs of rupees, eventually I'll make a lot of money." So he didn't pay heed to the father. At that time, father gave a declaration in the newspaper that I disown my son. He is no more my son. If any of you give him money, if he takes my name, then you can give him money at your own risk. And he is not my son anymore. So in this way, although the father was a very loving father, he disowned his son because of son going beyond limits. You understand, no? So the demons are like that only. They have become so envious of the Lord and his Lord's parts and parcels, and envious of the Lord's laws. Whatever the Lord says, they are opposite to that. They will act exactly opposite to that. So in this way, Lord may apparently abandon a jiva for some time and punish him to bring him to his senses. Lord's punishment is also another display of his love, because the demons don't know any other language. They only know the language of getting slaps. Only then they will wake up. Because some, like a drunken man, you know, a drunken man has to be given a slap and put in the auto or something and brought home. Otherwise he will not come, isn't it? Similarly, the Lord also brings the demons like that. Here, he says that the best policy for a saintly father like Brahma is to leave such demoniac sons, he says. Ideally speaking, a father should be patient and tolerant in bringing up a son who is not up to the mark. That is a standard for any father. Because even in ISKCON also, when one of the temple presidents had complained to Prabhupada that, "Prabhupada, these devotees are like this, I want to throw them out," Prabhupada told them, "Don't remove them, try to reform them." Because as a father or a superior person, you should try your best to rectify people's wrongdoings by being kind. And if you are superior, then you have to cultivate tolerance and hope that they will change over a period of time. Maybe you can admonish, you can chastise, you can correct. Some punishments could be given, but throwing out is a very serious thing. Throwing out should be done especially if they have problems like stealing money or cheating. Companies also throw out people if they cheat. Or if they are mishandling women. Such kind of things are very serious character problems. They have to be thrown out. Otherwise, they can be rectified. Rectified and kept. So, you will find in India sometimes, if a parents may get a son who has a fat body and he's a crazy boy. You've seen sometimes, no? There are crazy sons, mad sons, you know, mentally retarded, we say. But whole life they maintain. They feed him food and they maintain him, and he creates such a halagulla, such a noise at home. But they tolerate sometimes. So generally speaking, parents don't lay off a son or throw away a son. They generally take care. But sometimes, as like Anga, for example, had son Vena. This Vena was such an unruly son, he would pick up small children and throw them in the ocean. He was a And father tried to first preach to him, tried to guide him, give him good instructions. Later on he chastised him. He threatened him to be punished. None of this worked. So at last Anga Maharaj, so soft-hearted king he was, he left home in the dead of night to the jungle, took Vanaprastha and went back to Godhead. Like that. Sometimes incorrigible we call it. Incorrigible sons. Some sons are incorrigible. Duryodhana was also incorrigible son. So you will read in the 10th canto, 73rd chapter, the kings who were arrested by Jarasandha. They are saying that, my dear Lord, we were, you know, so ignorant of you that we actually fought amongst ourselves with one another. And we became a source of trouble for all the praja people in this world. Because it was all because of our demoniac nature. And now that we are put in the jail. And then the biggest demon who brought them all is Jarasandha, who was also killed by the Lord. So in the material world, sometimes the living entities, they desert Lord over one another. They become very unruly and very demoniac. And here is an example of Brahma's sons who had developed a sexual appetite for the father, attacking father because of their homosexual tendency. And Brahma abandoned them because there are certain types of behavior which Shastra say that we should abandon. For example, the four types of people Madhyamadhikari deals with, one of them is Dveshi. We should abandon. Why? By abandoning a Dveshi person, our heart will not develop hatred for any jiva. Because if you if you argue with a Dveshi person, while arguing only, the heated argument will produce some aversion in your heart. And that aversion will choke our soft Krishna prem in our heart. It will not awaken. So better that we keep them at a distance. But from a distance, you don't hate them, but you pray for them. By praying for their welfare, they will benefit. And by keeping them at a distance, they will lose the opportunity for blaspheming Krishna. That way you can keep distance. So this way, the Shastra says there are certain situations in which we should abandon association. Unwanted or harmful association. So that we don't get contaminated ourselves. Similarly, Brahmaji abandoned the sons because by allowing them to be his sons, then they would contaminate his consciousness also. So that is why he was told to abandon them, these fellows. And then subsequently in all these verses, we will hear about how Brahma is shedding different types of consciousness which are accepted by different people. Rakshasas and Yakshas would accept one type of body now, and lusty body of Brahma. Similarly, how all the jivas are all born in this world with certain type of consciousness is explained in this chapter, in chapter of this creation. But in essence, today we spoke on two themes today. One was about mother-son relationship, father-daughter relationship, are all sacred relationship. Similarly, brother-sister relationship. So we were talking in the beginning about it, how one should not cross borders by inappropriate behavior with them. Similarly, man-man friendship should not exceed a certain limit of physical intimacy. So that was one thing we were speaking in the beginning. And then we were speaking about, because Brahma was told to abandon the son, so we were talking about how Krishna never abandons the jiva but accompanies jiva, and how he makes ways and plans for us to go back to him. Elaborately, that was the main body of the talk today. And lastly, we were saying that there are situations where the Lord also abandons the jiva because of his becoming extremely mischievous and vicious. It's like going out of bounds, we can say. But even the Lord's punishment is also a display of his love only. And when we abandon somebody, that may be with a good intention to protect ourselves and protect them. So in this way, Shastras are very, very intelligent and they have a very deep wisdom with respect to how to deal in troublesome situations like this. Brahma was in trouble, he prayed to Lord and he got the inspiration to do what he did. In this way, Brahma is running to Lord's lotus feet in the time of trouble. This is another lesson we'll learn. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthrakshya Madhbhagavatam ki, Gaurabhakta Vrinda ki.